This episode of The Elmwood Strain may not be suitable for all listeners, as it depicts disturbing gun violence. A version of this episode, with the gun-related triggers removed, is available on our website, violethourmedia.com.
Listener warning. The Elmwood Strain is an immersive, binaural audio experience that includes adult themes and scenes depicting drug use, adult language, and violence.
The Violet Hour presents
The Elmwood Strain. Seniors only, please. It's a normal day for everyone else.
Principal Tanner.
Boss, you got a minute?
I'm headed into the assembly. Why? What can I do for you? What's on your shoes?
Guts.
What?
Yeah, mushroom guts. Backfield's got a bunch of wild mushrooms growing at the tree line. Mowed them down earlier when I was mowing.
Okay.
So look, I checked the trees, and one's still green on the bottom, but it's all bald up top.
Seniors, directly to the gym, please. I'm not sure I fully understand.
Dutch elm disease. Yeah, that tree's as good as dead. Mushrooms already bunching on the rock.
That's exactly enough of that, Mr. Krakowski.
Sorry, Mrs. Tanner.
Anyway, I marked the trunk. It's gonna have to come down sooner or later. Sooner is better.
So, take care of it.
I mean, it's a 70-foot tree. Can you afford the workman's comp?
Consider it on my list. Outsourcing the job, not workman's comp. Let's just get through today's assembly.
Okay. But hey, it'll spread. You can't have Elmwood High
without
any
elms. Yes, I fully appreciate the seriousness. Where are we with the pee smell in the teacher's lounge?
Right. Senior prank. I'd say they get lazier every year.
Good catch. The tree, I mean.
Oh, you got it.
All right. Oh, hey, what's up?
What the hell, Paige?
Good morning.
Where is your show shirt?
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
You're the frickin' lead. Whatever. Come on. Drama's all sitting together down front.
Okay, cool. I'll be there in a second. Just have to grab something from my locker super quick.
Yeah. Any chance it's your show shirt?
Paige? You know the senior assembly's in the gym.
I know, Miss Guardiola. I have to grab something from my locker first. My show shirt. For drama.
Okay, well, be quick about it.
Hey. It's me. Unlock the door.
Oh, yeah. One sec.
Sorry, Paige.
Oh, don't be. Locking it was a good call.
Well, look what the cat dragged in. Woo! Look who decided to show up.
Shut up. Hoffman's helping out with the assembly, so the auto shop is ours until at least 10 if we don't blow our spot.
Those guys didn't think you'd get by Guardiola, but I knew you would.
Guardiola's such a pushover.
Paige, you want to... Can I get you a stool or...
Or what? What are you going to do? Build Pippa Page and thrown out of car parts.
Just sit down here, Paige. I mean, better energy if we were outside, but the floors still have some grounding property.
I'll take a stool.
Here you go.
Thanks, Jen.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Princess Paige is taking butler over here. Get me one too, then.
Look, y'all are missing out. The auto shop has some surprisingly positive vibrations.
Sitting on a vibrator, what's taking you so long to pack that shit? Come on, I want to put my genius to the test.
What is that?
Crystal thinks she is the first ever Wake and Baker to shove dryer sheets into a paper towel tube.
Rude, you didn't think of it, and you probably hotboxed the womb. Just for that, I'm not gonna let you blow in my tube. Don't even try.
Look, man, I respect the sanctity of your tube, and I wouldn't even dream of blowing into it without your consent.
That's better. Here, if you're gonna be all respectful about it.
Love the conflict resolution, kids, but we're ignoring the real genius here. Jed came up with the spot. Huffman loves his little mechanic protege so much, he'd probably let it slide even if he did catch us in here. Minus the drugs, anyway.
Yeah, but it was your idea to blow off the assembly.
Thought you might change your mind and wind up going to the assembly anyway.
Why?
Thought you might be in the running for valedictorian.
Fuck you, no.
What about the saluting one?
No.
Must have been close, though.
Chris!
Finally. What a time suck. 2 hours to tell us we have to wear clothes under our gowns and we can't toss our caps at the end.
Wait, what?
Safety or some shit? Ms. Lynn was going on about it in the lunch line.
They're cardboard hats, not ninja throwing stars.
Jet, heads up.
Thank you very much. No, they should incorporate that somehow, like a final test of our readiness for the world, you know? Like, you poke your eye out, trying to catch your cap on the way back down. No diploma for you.
No diploma for you, Lucas. You ditched so hard this semester, they're gonna have to build a bridge over your ass.
It's all good, okay? Mama Lucas called the attendance Nazi and explained that I have been taking care of my alien grandfather.
Called when? I thought she was still off steaming her clam in some nowhere sweat lodge.
She loves me.
Bad enough to lie? Because your seizure grandpa's been in the ground since 7th grade. Remember all the shit we got into for eating pop rocks in a cemetery?
Only a monster would lie about something like that. Right, Paige?
You're welcome, by the way.
Wait, you called? What would Mr. and Mrs. Perfect Daughter say? Star of the spring musical using her powers for evil.
Oh, screw you.
Here, Jed, gimme. Dearest Paige, please accept this sacred herb infused with my gratitude.
Dude, Lucas, I was literally passing that to her already, but whatever.
Love you loads, imposter mom.
I love you too, baby boy.
All right, people, let's settle down. Come on now, lots of info to get through. You're not out of here just yet. And the row in the matching t-shirts is gesturing at me because... Oh, right. Yes, the tickets for the spring musical, Little Shop of Horrors, are still on sale this Thursday through Saturday. A lot of work went into the set and everything, so let's get some butts in some seats and support our drama department.
Where's Paige? She never came back.
I don't know.
Any volunteers to help Mr. Hoffman hand out cap and gown order forms? Any hands? Oh, Miss Gutierrez! Raising her middle digit. Close enough. Congratulations. All right, let's get to it. I think we should all show some school spirit with our fight song. I know, I'm a monster. Let's go, Sabretooth. Show me what you've got. Let's go, mighty Sabretooth. Forward on to victory.
Check out the flower.
What is that?
Hey, I don't know.
What the fuck? What the fuck is that?
What do we do?
It's coming.
Close the door.
Spare me the door!
Jay, close the door!
This is not happening.
Jay, get the door!
Help me push this. Help me!
Sun Valley Realty, Paige Johnson speaking.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Hello? Hello?
Hey.
Who are you?
Got something over here.
Oh my God, what are you doing?
Whoa! Jesus, lady?
Hey! Who are you? What are you doing back here? Paige, do you know this guy?
I just need a quick signature. All right, the kid up front was on the phone, I pulled out the envelope, and she flipped.
Shut up a second. Paige, are you okay?
I'm sorry. He startled me.
No shit. Take your motorcycle helmet off, dude. You look like... just... I'll sign for it. My office. That way.
Hey. Sorry.
I got you. Sure you're okay?
It's just... his face was covered, and when he reached into his backpack, I don't know, I just...
Did you throw your coffee cup at him?
No, I just dropped it.
Okay. Because that cactus on your desk would make a way better weapon. I'll get rid of him.
Thanks.
Look, I feel bad, but I really didn't do anything.
Keep your voice down. Your helmet. She's from Elmwood.
So?
Come closer. I gotta turn the volume way down.
You can see the line of students exiting the rear of the building, being escorted by officers into a secured zone just off campus. Parents are lining up, waiting for word from inside where, again, we believe the shooter is still at large in the building. Paramedics are standing by, waiting for the all clear to access the gymnasium. We're hearing the majority of the county
here.
Residents that remain observed a moment of silence honor the loss of 5 faculty members and 37 students on the 10-year anniversary of the brutal and senseless tragedy at Elmwood High School. Wearing homemade body armor and a dirt bike helmet, 16-year-old Hunter Zedvo stormed an assembly for upperclassmen armed with a semi-automatic rifle. Zedvo went on to barricade himself in the school's kitchen, where he died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
She lived through that.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit is right. Look, I'm going to sign this thing, and you're going to remember the next time you deliver here to take your helmet off and wait up front.
Yes?
Hey, Paige, someone... What happened?
Nothing. Drop my cup.
You didn't burn yourself, did you?
No, it was cold.
Oh, good. So someone just called for you.
Yeah, I missed a call a minute ago. Put them through again.
No, I offered to forward them to your extension, but they just wanted to leave a message. With me.
What message?
Maybe I misheard them, but I'm pretty sure they said Luke has died.
What?
Luke died? Maybe I misheard. Does that sound right?
I don't know any Luke. Only clients have this number for me, so...
Weird. Huh. Maybe they wanted a different Paige Johnson.
Wait. Lucas? Could it have been Lucas died?
Luke has... Lucas... Yeah, actually.
Who called?
Well, I asked, but they didn't say.
Was it a man or a woman?
Pretty sure it was a man on the phone, but I think I heard another voice in the background.
His parents?
Sorry, I really don't.
Did they leave a number?
It came up as private, so...
Okay.
Sorry. Was he a friend of yours?
Long time ago.
Oh, hey. How are you feeling?
Better. Thanks. You're on social media, right?
Isn't everyone? I mean, yeah. Why?
Could you look someone up for me?
I guess. But you know, if you're gonna make cyber snooping a regular thing, you really gotta make your own profile. I can help you set it up.
The name is Lucas Grant.
There are a lot of Lucas Grants. Wait, there, Elmwood, right?
How did you know?
You must have mentioned it. There, this one?
Yeah.
Well, it's set to public, so that's... Oh, God. R.I.P. Lucas. Sorry, did you know?
I just heard.
Poor thing. Looks like he was just a baby. Do you know what he died of?
No, he's my age. That's just an old picture.
Huh. Can't be that old. Look at that iPhone on the table next to him. I got my sister that same model last year for Christmas. Still paying for it.
Maybe it just looks like a new one. That's him hanging out in our friend's basement as a teenager. I recognize that stupid inflatable armchair.
Weird. Maybe he's just one of those baby-faced guys who never gets old. Oh, my God. I can't believe I just said that.
It's okay. I haven't seen him for a decade now.
Doesn't say anything about funeral arrangements. I'm sure if you asked for some time off...
No, I mean, that's not... I don't need it. I just wanted to check his...
Sure. Hey, if you ever want to go out and grab
some... thanks for your help.
Or not.
Hello?
Hey, Paige.
Hi. Did I forget something at the office?
Oh, no. I just wanted to check in. After today.
I'm fine. I think.
I know you said you're not interested, but I'm legitimately happy to cover for you if you want to take off for a couple of days.
I don't even know where the funeral is.
Somebody's gotta know. Isn't there anyone you can call?
There's someone. If I can excavate her number from the depths of this closet... Can I talk to you later?
Of course. Just let me know.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Maybe I threw it out. Okay. You don't have to look at the pictures. Just find the book and close the box. Huh. There you are. A, B, C, Kaplan. Wait, why can't I find you? No. No, wait. There.
can hear you, creeper.
Crystal?
Yeah?
It's Paige. From Elmwood High.
No shit. How many pages do you think I know?
I know, right? It's just been a long time.
So I guess you heard about Lucas.
Yeah. I think his parents tried to call me today. What happened?
Good die young. Should be the town motto.
Was it an accident?
They're not sure.
I don't understand.
It was kind of hard to tell. We didn't find him right away. He was, like, messing around at the school.
The high school? Didn't they board it up after everything?
Yeah, but he kept going back and smoking up in the parking lot. And then he started saying he heard something inside. I told him it's the foxes that took that bitch over, or raccoons, or whatever, and what are you doing creeping around listening to that fucking tomb in the first place? But he swore there were voices. Couple days go by, and he's even more MIA than usual, so Jed and I checked, found his car parked out front, and then where he broke in.
I'm so sorry, Chris.
Yeah. I don't know how long he was in there before, you know, but I was right about the foxes.
Fuck.
We're doing something for him on Saturday.
Oh,
fuck's sake.
Sorry.
Why did you even call?
I wanted to see if you were okay.
You wanted to know what happened to your number one baby boy. Surprised you still have my number.
I dug it out of my old address book. Remember the one you had the same? We decorated him in Price's class instead of working on our final art project. Half the sequins on mine are gone. It took me a second to find you. And then I remembered I put you under S.
Sister from another mister. Tossed mine forever ago. Got tired of crossing out names. From that day and then every time someone moved or whatever. So many black lines, like redacted FBI shit.
Yeah.
Look, you know me, right? You know I can keep my shit together. But Jed's taking this like a fucking spear to the guts. Real quiet.
I mean, he was always shy.
Like bad quiet. Get what I'm saying, Paige?
Jed would never...
What? Off himself? Hurt someone? Who fucking knows? About him or anybody? But I've got your number now, so I'll be sure to let you know when something happens. You gotta come back, Paige. It would mean a lot to Jed. Me too. Paige...
Violet Hour Media, The Elmwood Strain, produced, directed, and edited by Anthony Laddish, written by Rachel Woolley, sound designed and mixed by CJ Drumiller, music by Chase Horseman, executive produced by Cassie Josevo, starring Sarah McGuire as Paige, Tim Robinson as Lucas, Alice Pollock as Crystal, and Matt Rapport as Jed. With Ellen Kirk as the principal, Forrest Attaway as the maintenance man, Maggie Hutchison as the receptionist, Clayton Smith as the co-worker, Davis D-Rock as the messenger. With additional voice performances by Stephen Matlock, Connor McGiffin, Monique Thomas, Joey Wheeler, Morgan McBride, and Anthony Laddish. Script supervised and assistant edited by Chad Crenshaw.
Hello, dear stranger. I'd like to introduce you to something new, or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favored children. Steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and laboratory Judaica, The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.